Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer and you friends are listening to Playlist the Podcast. This is the end station, but I can't move away from you. Alright, so I'll be sharing you that song just one last time by David Guetta, Tape Ray. So it's such a good song to listen to. And also, I just remembered listening to this when I had my heartbreak. I've shared so much songs with you guys in regards to heartbreak, but I never really highlighted the ones that are house music, trance, ultimate club vibes, electronic music that actually talks about heartbreak. I was in Boracay last week and I actually heard this song for the first time for so long, and I remember like listening to this song before, and it was such a moment then. And so, you know, when I was in Ombar in Boracay, there were good DJs, and then so like the DJ suddenly played this and I was like, okay, this brings me back to the memories that I've been into. Which is crazy because I never really had moments such as that moment. It was suddenly spiritual in a sense because it was so moving. It was sentimental. Suddenly, like a song that, you know, meant to you when you were in your down moment, suddenly played in a club that's, you know, supposed to be fun and freeing and things like that. So yeah, I like to talk about this song more and why for me it is a successful track to listen to. And now that I think I found it again, I probably would listen to it more often. And so yeah, let's play more and let's talk about the lyrics of the song. This is the edge of patience. Yeah, before I get there to the lyrics of the song, let's get into the details on when this was released. This actually was released November 15th of 2012, in which I was still in college, and my first heartbreak happened 2016, so it took a long time for me to really grasp up on it. I think the first time I heard this on a club, it was, you know, just a shallow song, doesn't really mean anything to me, and then suddenly, you know, the time that I got my heartbreak, it did, you know, finally meant something to me. So yeah, some of the lyrics, you know, it started so good. It was really just like the voice, the siren, and like all those synths. What he said was, "This is the end station, but I can't move away from you. This is the edge of patience, but you won't prove yourself to me. Still, you drain my soul." It's so meaningful in a sense. And it's so beautiful how he placed it. You know, I'm not saying every country, but most of the, you know, countries that are listening to music, I guess, or has pop music in a sense, or influenced by American media, would probably have a train station. So it's understandable that, you know, this is the end station. And even though, I mean, I need to go out of this because obviously there's no next stops. So you have to go out of the train. But then, you know, you just want to stay there and be with that person. So that's the meaning behind that those lines. And suddenly, like, the next one, it puts you into, like, a space of, like, emotion. And then and he's saying that, "This is the edge of patience, but you won't prove yourself to me." So, like, we've been struggling about all this. I mean, my patience are low now. And you won't do anything to, like, gain my patience back. And then suddenly, the last part of the verse one, they're saying, Still You Drain My Soul. You know, it's like, okay, I don't want to go. I mean, I know that this all are red flags because it's basically just you draining me. I don't like this. I don't deserve it. And then comes the chorus of the song. Let's listen to it. Okay, it's so clear on what Max Alto sang. He said, even though it hurts, I can't slow down. Walls are closing in and I hit the ground. Whispers of tomorrow echo in my mind. Just one last time. So, like the image of like a train going into the end station, and you know, it's really like the relationship being the train. It still hurts you. I mean, but that person just, you know, is important to you. Because again, like what he said, whispers of tomorrow echo in my mind. Like a lot of things has happened in the past. So somehow, like you keep the relationship because of the history, or probably because of like, you know, the bond that has been built within you guys. And also, I guess it also affects your friendship, the circle that you have, the social circle that you have. And yeah, you cannot. It just brings you back to those moments, even though at this present time it must end because it hurts. You know, it's so crazy, and I love it. There comes a time for us to part. Then right back to the start. And I know what I'm supposed to do. Can't get myself away from you. Oh, you drain my soul. Okay, that was sick. I mean, I love that part. Verse 2 is like, it's perfection. So what he's saying is that there comes a time for us to part. Then we're back to the start. And I know what I'm supposed to do, taking myself away from you. Oh, you drain my soul. So it's, you know, you're just sure. And there, I mean, in my past relationship, I was so sure, but I can't deal with a breakup. I can't break it up with that person. Because again, it just, you know, your history is so rich. And like this person, or like the person that you love, is just, you know, so important to you. But I mean, at this very moment, you just know that it's ending. You're not, I guess, for each other at the moment. But then, it just brings you back to the start. Like, why do you actually are in a relationship with that person, diba? Parang it just makes you think and just reflect if you're gonna end the relationship or stay. Ugh. And it brings you back to the chorus again. All right, let's listen to it. And then it just repeats just one last time. It's that's how we think. It always repeats. Like, okay, like, I want to stay here. You convince yourself that you want to stay. You convince yourself that this is the person that I chose. And I will keep on it. And it's like, okay, you just extend and extend and extend even though it's still painful. Up until like, okay, what? What happens now? And then what's good about the song is that it answers back to your first statement. This is the end station, but I can't move away from you. That's it, friends. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This has been James Ferrer, and see you next time. Bye!